even after Ruben died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of. And I'm turning to the horoscope, looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me. And so I raise my
broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crap on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. This is RBCP, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for January 21st, 2017. Today's episode is sponsored by Stan Trucker. Thanks, Stan Trucker, for making this show possible and supporting the show, just like everybody should be doing by going to phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. Just $5 a month gets you at least an extra show every week. I think I've been keeping up with that pretty good. I'm up to episode 12 of the Hobo Sodes. I did one just a couple days ago. It was called Strict No Motherfucker Policy. And I just called up a bunch of businesses and told them I was with the corporate office. And we've been getting reports that they've been being a motherfucker. And they need to cut that out while they're at work. We have policies against that. The week before that, I did one called Telegraph Upgrades, and that was an idea by Mr. Krabs, where he wanted me to call up people, like customers of AT&T, and tell them that we were upgrading their phones to telegraph service. And that was kind of fun. I think I'm going to do that on a regular show eventually, one of these days. But anyway, my point is, you should be supporting the show by going to phonelosers.org/cactus and signing up for $5 a month to get free extra shows and to make more shows happen. And if you don't want to support the show that way, then you're required to go out there and just promote the show. Show it to your friends. For today's show, I've kidnapped a couple of young ladies and locked them in a room in my basement. And in the room, there's some boxes and stuff. I've carefully set up the boxes and put the things in the boxes that I want in there. You know, I don't want them getting any weapons and escaping or anything. But inside one of the boxes is an old Western Electric rotary dial phone. And I'm watching them on a hidden camera right now, and they've discovered the phone, but there's no phone cord with the phone. It's in a different box. So now they're trying to figure out a way to hook up the phone into the phone jack that's in the wall. And if they just keep digging through the other boxes, they would find the phone cord that I left in another box. But I'm sure they'll get there eventually before the show ends. Because what they don't know is that the phone jack is connected to my Asterix system. And when they try to call 911, which is probably the first thing they'll do, they're going to reach me. And it's going to be so funny. We're going to get to fuck with them. I mean, I know that normally it's against the rules to impersonate the police and impersonate 911. But I think in this case, it's kind of a special case situation thing. So it's okay, I'm going to answer 911 and just mess with him. Or maybe I could just pick up and be like, you must first dial a 1 when calling this number. And then when they call 1911, I can play a message that says, it is not necessary to dial a 1 when you call this number. And it'll just drive them crazy, it'll be so funny, and I think I'm probably going to send the footage to GAD for calls of mass confusion. Because this is pretty much just the ultimate video prank call, kidnapping a couple of young ladies and putting them in my basement. This is a genius idea, I don't think anyone's ever done this before. You don't get this kind of entertainment when you listen to Madhouse Live or Mop Riding with Dwight. Nope, we're pioneers here at the Snowplow Show. Until then, though, I'm going to play the live show that I did yesterday morning before the XYZ show, as usual. It's a show where we try to call some blockbusters, and we call some come-and-goes, we call some Petcos, and try and talk to some dogs. Oh, and just one more thing before we get started on the live show. I'm going to make you guys listen to a song. I got this email from a guy named Rob, and someone was asking about, in the voicemails, they were asking about that cover of Kanye West's Stronger by a wacky afternoon DJ named Tanner. You guys remember all that, right? Because you totally care about this whole thing. It's not just me and that one guy in the voicemails. So I got an email from Rob, and Rob says that Tanner still has a MySpace. I snagged the URL of one of the file in Chrome's network monitor. I almost felt like a genuine Curtis Lee Jones, almost. I don't know if you should say that anymore, Rob, because, you know, Curtis is in prison for other things now. He's not just hacking computers, if you know what I mean. He says it's only 95 kilobits per second, so there's quite possibly a better version of it to be found somewhere, but it sounds okay to my ear, and I'm sure it's the same version that I had before. And Rob sent me an M4A file. What the hell is that, Rob? I had to manually record it from one computer to the other, because I don't seem to have anything that opens M4A files, but I recorded it at 192 kilobits per second, so now it's better sounding, right? You know, it's totally HD audio. It's going to be crystal clear. It's going to sound like I have Tanner here in the Situation Room just singing this for me. So here it is, everyone. This is Stronger by Tanner. Because you all care about this.
Now that don't kill me can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, because I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, because I can't get much wronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been longer.
Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary, I'm the boss tonight. And you don't give a fuck what they all say, right? Awesome, this Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real shit anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness, cause right now thou have forsakenness. You should be honored by my lateness, that I would even show up to this fake shit. So go ahead, go nuts, go ape shit. Especially in my pastel on my babe shit. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel. Homie, take six and take this, haters.
Now that don't kill me can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much wronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya. I don't know if you got a man or not, if you made plans or not, if God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping, this drink got me saying a lot. But I know that God put you in front of me.
Whoa.
So how the hell could you front on
Whoa.
Me? There's 1,000 users, only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in the moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton Dom night. So we gon' do everything the con like. Heard you'll do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'll do anything for a Blondike. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right.
Baby, you're making this
bigger,
longer,
faster,
stronger.
Now that don't kill me can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much wronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya.
Nikki D sent me a list of Blockbuster videos that still exist. Just like someone else sent me those Radio Shacks that still exist. I can't really call people because I don't have my caller ID asterisk machine all set up yet. And that sucks. But the good news is I've started setting it up. I burned the CD of asterisk. I've got it installed. I just have to start configuring and everything. But instead of doing that, I'm doing a show today. But maybe on the next show, I'm going to actually be able to spoof caller ID again. Just like the good old days. I can't wait. So I can pretty much call businesses. It's like all my lists, they're all people. It's all people at their homes. I've got like lists of Boy Scout troop manager people and another RC plane list and church directories, homeowner associations. And I could try. It's just when my numbers looks fake, they tend to not answer as often. And that sucks. It just rings a bunch and everybody in the chat room complains. So I guess I'm open to suggestions today. So Nikki D sent in a giant list of Blockbuster videos. I mean, not a giant list, but, you know, all the Blockbusters, I guess, that still exist in the United States. And it's just a screen capture list. And so I can't even copy and paste. I have to type everything in manually. Fucking Nikki D. But it's okay. I appreciate the list, Nikki D. Unless it sucks. So the first ones are from the thing over there? Alaska. What time is it in Alaska right now? Isn't it like 7 in the morning or something? I don't think these Blockbusters are going to be open. I could tell them to...
Our admin office
is not available right
now. Great.
The number you have reached.
This is going to be the whole list. The whole list is just going to be a bunch of disconnected numbers. Because why would Blockbusters still exist? Fucking Nikki B.
We're sorry. You have reached...
Wow, maybe I'm actually correct about this. Nikki D has totally fucked me over, you guys. This is bullshit. So what time's the inauguration, you guys? Is that happening, like, now, or is that later this evening? I'm just curious, because I could call up employees and yell at them for not watching the inauguration. Oh, it already happened? Okay. 2 hours ago. Alright. Silly me. I don't know anything. I don't pay attention to current events, you guys. I think these numbers are seriously all disconnected. I mean, it's not a huge list. I could go through every single number and just find out. You know, maybe one of them will work.
Sorry, the mailbox is full and there is not enough.
Ah, good times. Maybe I'll just go halfway down the list and then I'll give up. Yeah, I could make it my Hades botnet. He has a good idea. I'll just make it my goal today to talk to a dog. I will not quit doing a show until I talk to a dog. So after I just quickly call all of these numbers, you guys, then we'll start the real show. This is just pre-show stuff. It's verifying numbers and stuff. This isn't a real show. This one's in Indiana, so I would think it would be open if it's still open. Maybe Blockbuster videos are now by appointment only. I guess
the number you have dialed is not in service.
Oh, this is the best. All right, next one is also... No, it's in Kentucky.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please try...
That's weird. Okay, I'll try one more time. I don't know what that message means.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please...
Yeah, it's because Blockbuster's out of business. There are no Blockbusters. Oh, wait, this request, I just noticed the date on it. This was sent like 4 years ago. No, I'm just kidding. Not that far behind on my request yet. Getting there. All right, that one just turns into a fast busy for some reason. Let's try something in Minnesota. Service unavailable. Okay, Mississippi. I'm just kind of... I'm skipping a lot now, you guys. I think it's safe to say this list is terrible. And Nikki D is a Nazi. Big jerk. Nope.
We're sorry.
All right, let's just try a couple more, and then I'll give up on this, and then the show's going to be over. Sorry, everyone. I tried. I tried to do a show. But the good news is that in just 90 minutes, you'll be able to listen to XYZ. The XYZ prank show. That's better than this anyway. All right, let's call I'll call like two more or something, and then I'm going to give up and, who knows, just talk to some dogs, maybe.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in...
Nikki D, he thought he figured some shit out. He's like, holy shit, there's still Blockbusters. And I'm sure there are still Blockbusters. There has to be, right? Or are they just completely gone? You know, Radio Shack went bankrupt and stuff, but they still have Radio Shacks.
Blockbuster Radio Shack, this list.
Oh my gosh, you're open?
Yes.
Okay, great. This is Steven from the corporate office with Blockbuster.
Corporate office?
Yeah, the corporate office with Blockbuster.
Okay.
You know the corporate office? Ma'am?
What was that?
I'm calling from the corporate office with Blockbuster.
Okay, so how can I help you?
Okay, I just needed to find out if you voted this year. If you voted for the president.
What will you need to know that?
It's for our records. I just need to check something out here, verify some information.
So you're calling from the corporate office to find out if I voted?
Yes. So can you hurry up and answer? I've got a lot of other people to call. Come on.
Okay, well, go ahead and call them.
No, I need to talk to you. So the one person that answers, she won't play ball, I guess. That one was in Texas. I guess I could just go the next one up on the list and try another one. As soon as she answered, I realized I didn't really have anything good to say to her.
We're sorry.
Okay. If this next one does not answer, I'm done with Blockbuster. I was going to be done with it with that lady, but she had to pick up and ruin it.
We're sorry. The number you dialed is not a working number.
Just two more. Just two more. I'm kidding. I'll stop doing these, I guess. Let me delete the list. I don't know. Let me just play a song or something, and I'll be right back. I'm just going to pull up another list. I'm sure I'll find something. Just give me a second. I think my computer is being hacked too, you guys. Or is someone DDoSing me? Shit's getting weird on my main computer here. What the hell is this? Damn malware. Damn botnet. So on today's show, which is just now starting, we haven't been doing a show up until this point. Now we're starting the show. It's going to be a good show today, I'm pretty sure. Got 90 minutes until the XYZ show starts, so that's going to be my excuse to quit soon. If I even make it 90 minutes, I'm kind of starting to wonder. This computer is really not looking good, you guys. I can just see it crashing any second now. If that happens, I apologize. I don't know why it's doing this. My old computer worked just fine, but the FBI took that one. So we're going to call Come and Goes, because that's a hilarious name for a business. I've already called every come and go in the country before, but that was years ago, so I guess we can start over.
Come and Go, Cindy speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Cindy. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Come and Go.
Uh-huh.
Hi. I was just trying... I needed to find out if you voted this year for president.
If I did?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
You didn't. Okay, so... this is basically your fault, what happened today. As you know, Trump was sworn in. And maybe he wouldn't have been, you know, but...
just so you know, I would have voted Trump if I did, so...
Oh, I see. Yeah, everything's a big fucking joke to you, isn't it? Well, guess what? Trump, he's doing this thing. He's passed a new bill that...
And you're from corporate office?
Yeah. Hey, don't interrupt. I was trying to tell you what Trump's doing, because you're going to lose your job thanks to Trump. He's automating.
I'm not going to lose my job, but you sure do have a bad attitude, and I'm going to hand you over to my manager.
Oh, hey, at least I didn't vote for Trump. You know?
Hello?
Hi there. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Come and Go.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to talk to your employee. I don't know what her problem was. I was just trying to find out if she voted for Trump or Clinton, but she didn't even vote. Did you know this? I mean,
I can't believe you're from the corporate office.
Oh no, I am. And you know, like, all employees are required to vote, and she didn't vote, so you're both in trouble over this.
Okay, good.
You know, thanks to you and her, but mostly you, because you should know better. We have President Trump now.
I think you're invading my privacy right at the moment. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Which privacy am I invading, and how exactly?
My right to have my privacy. Thank you very much.
You have the right. Just hang up the fucking phone.
Whether I vote or don't vote, and who I vote for. So now I'm going to tell you something.
Get off the damn phone. You know what? Trump's taking away your privacy. You're not going to have privacy anymore. He's eliminating that forever. Hell, I'm not invading his privacy. So I think that's what I'm going to do for 90 minutes. I'm just going to yell at people for voting for Trump. Because why not? That's always hilarious. Politics is funny, right?
Thank you for calling Come and Go. This is Tani. Can I help you?
Hey, did you say Tana?
Tani.
Oh, Connie. I'm sorry. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Come and Go.
Yeah.
And I just needed to find out if you voted this year, if you voted for Trump or Clinton or anything.
I voted, but I'm not saying who I voted for.
Oh, no, you have to, because I'm with the corporate office. It's for our records. Did you vote for Trump?
I am not answering.
Why not?
Because it's nobody's business who I voted for.
Oh, it's my business, because you know,
no,
you work for me, and I sign your paychecks. So I need to know who you voted for.
And who I vote for has nothing to do with that. If you have a problem with that, you can call back and talk to my general manager.
Well, if you voted for Trump, we definitely have a problem with it, and we're gonna write you up. Oh, she didn't hear me say that. I want to write someone up for voting Trump. That's what I'm going to do. That'll teach them to vote for Trump.
Thank you for calling Come and Go. This is Raina.
Hi, Raina. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Come and Go. And I just needed to find out who you voted for this year for president.
I'm sorry?
Who did you vote for president?
I didn't vote.
You didn't vote?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
You know that's against corporate policy here. You have to vote. Ma'am?
Yeah?
We're going to have to write you up for not voting. You're required to vote. Why didn't you vote?
I didn't have a chance to vote. I don't know.
What? That's not a good excuse. Now, what's your excuse for real? How come you didn't vote? I mean, come on. Look who the president is, and it's all your fault. Who would you have voted for if you had voted?
It is not my fault.
Oh, yeah, it's totally your fault that you didn't vote. It's really easy to vote. You pretty much just, you know, write it down and mail it in. Come on. Who doesn't have time for that? What the hell's wrong with you is what I'm asking. All right, she just hung up on me. I'm starting to get bored with this whole Trump thing, you guys. If anyone else wants to suggest Trump things, I don't know. I could find out if they voted for Trump, and if they did, I'll make them, destroy their store. I'll have them throw a chair through the window. Maybe set something on fire. That's what I can do. Okay, Stallman has a good idea. Trump says only American products are allowed and they have to throw away.
Hi, Come and Go. Melissa speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Melissa. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Come and Go.
Hi.
Hi. We just got some orders here at the corporate office from President Trump, and he says we need to get rid of all un-American products because he doesn't like he doesn't like foreigners, so... We're going to need you. Does the phone reach into the aisles? We're going to have to go up and down the aisles and throw a bunch of stuff away.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's a new Trump thing. All the convenience stores have to do it.
Just a moment, please.
Okay.
I just got a couple customers, okay?
All right.
According to Trump, I have to go through on the aisles and take out all of American products.
Yeah, I think your eyes would be pretty empty.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, what?
Every place went.
He's talking about me.
All right, anything else?
I can't believe she's sitting there gossiping about me. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Hello? So what products does she need to get rid of, you guys? Like all of them? Hello, ma'am? Ma'am?
I'm getting really busy. Is there any possible way we could do this in a little while or
anything? Oh, no, just send all the customers out. Send them all away. Point to the door.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that.
No, it's okay. I'm with the corporate office, and I'm giving you permission.
Oh, yeah, okay. That doesn't sound right at all. Okay. Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Wait. How do I hang up? I can't find the hang up. There it is. She outsmarted me, you guys. You know what we should do? We should just think of the most American products that there are, and I can't think of any examples. Like Pepsi or something, you know? Tell them that Pepsi is made in Iraq. Can't have Pepsi in there. That's all shipped here from Iraq. Or we could just say, you know, you need to take the, the breakfast sandwiches. You need to get rid of the breakfast sandwiches because we heard that a Muslim works in the factory that makes those. And we can't have that. That's not right. That's not how we're doing things in New America here. Oh, wait, Steve Dave Jenkins, you're mistaken. Yeah, you would think that come and go is spelt C-O-M-E, but no, it's actually K-U-M. Come and go. That's the kind of company they are. They like to spell their words like they're in a, and they're on youporn.com or something. Okay, so things are looking better. The recording software was just going incredibly slow while I was doing those calls. I'm guessing that the recordings probably didn't even turn out. But that's okay, because it's all on Mixlr. I can just get it from Mixlr later. Let's see, where was I on the list of come and goes? All right, here we go. Come and go for the next 90 minutes. Wait, no, the next hour and 8 minutes. And this one's busy. Damn it. This is what we're going to do. We're going to call come and goes. Or, I mean, we could switch to something else. We could try and talk to some dogs. I haven't talked to any dogs this year, you guys. That's got to happen soon.
Good afternoon, come and go. Patty speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Patty. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with come and go.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
I'm good, and yourself?
Not too bad. I just needed to let you know, President Trump just signed an order today that we have to get rid of all of our American products. I mean, our un-American products from the store. So we're just going to need you to go around the store real quick and pick a few things off the shelves.
Like what?
Well, we're going to start with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Those are made in China. And...
Are you kidding?
No, we're not going to be able to sell any Reese's products from now on.
I think, let me let you talk to Gary.
No, I don't want to talk to him. Me and Gary, we don't get along.
Really?
Yeah, Gary hates, it's a personal thing, involves his wife. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to go there, but...
And what is your name?
My name is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Come and Go.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So Reese's Peanut Butter Cups first, we're going to take those off the shelf. Because those are made by communists. Are you doing it?
Reese's.
Yep. We're going to... And President Trump has ordered that when we're not supposed to just ship them back, because then they get to resell them and stuff. You have to throw them on the ground and spit on them and stomp on them.
Who is this?
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Spell your name.
That's Steve Dave. So take one of the Reese's and throw it on the ground and then spit on it and let me know when you've done that. And then we'll go to step two. Ma'am, Patty?
Yes.
Have you started yet? Are you spitting on them? Patty?
Yes.
What are you doing right now?
I'm standing here looking at one of my coworkers.
What's your coworker doing?
She's looking at me like I'm crazy.
That sounds weird. It sounds like just a weird stare-off thing happening.
Steve Day from corporate.
Is that Greg? Is that Greg?
No, it's Gary.
Oh, Gary. That's who I meant. Can you tell Gary to shut the fuck up and mind his own business? Please.
This is Gary. Can I help you?
Oh, hey, Gary. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Congo.
Right.
And did you get the memo about the un-American products?
The what?
The un-American products. It's a new order that's been signed into law by President Trump. We're not allowed to sell un-American products anymore in the stores. So we're going to have to go through and just get rid of a few things.
Okay.
We're going to start with the Hershey's Kisses.
Okay.
Do you have any of those in the store currently? I know Christmas is about over. Do you sell those year-round?
Yeah.
You do?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Reese's. Let's just move on to Reese's. Are you by the Reese's aisle?
Yep.
Okay, we need you to take those Reese's. Can you sweep them off the shelf with your arm Because we need.
Yeah, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
No, no, this is serious. We need you to throw him on the floor and spit on him, and then stomp on him. All right. I don't really want to get people to stomp on Reese's. It seems like a bad idea. I mean, it sounds hilarious. I'd love to make someone stomp on a Reese's, but... You know, when you do that, it's, you're just one step away of having them, you know, throw shit through the windows and set off the fire suppression systems. We don't want to go down that road, do we? But let's try and make them set some things on fire. John Prankster says, burn all non-American products, and I agree.
Come and go, Alicia. How may I help you?
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Come and Go.
Yeah.
And did you guys get that memo about the non-American products in the store?
I'm not sure. Hold on one second.
Well, no, I don't want to talk to a manager. We're not allowed to talk to managers here.
I don't really know.
Okay, well, I just need you to go over to the shelf where the Hostess donuts are.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm kind of busy. Got some customers.
Okay.
Can I get a pack of your L&M in the red box?
Yeah. 521.
Damn this person. Cigarettes are only $5.21. I thought they were more expensive now. I thought they were like $7 or something.
So what did you need?
Oh, we just needed to go over to the Hostess, the Hostess cupcakes.
Uh-huh.
And bring those over to the counter. We're going to... You have lighters there on the counter, right? Like Bic lighters?
On the counter?
Yeah.
Not on our counter, no.
Well, no, don't you sell lighters for cigarettes?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We're just going to need you to set the Hostess cupcakes on fire. It's a new order by President Trump. I know it sounds weird, but this is law.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I'm from the corporate office, so it's completely fine to do this.
You want me to set the cupcakes on fire?
Yes, inside the store. Do you have gas?
No.
Or wait, do you have gas pumps there?
Or a gas station.
Okay, perfect. If you could take the Hostess cupcakes and set them on top of a gas pump, and we're going to set them on fire there.
So
you know we're not inside the store, because that would be stupid.
No.
What do you mean, no? I'm the corporate office. You have to do what I say. You don't get a choice. Unless you hang up the phone, apparently. Then you get a choice. You can do whatever you want if you hang up the phone. Jeez, Brown Magic. You must be old. 75 cents. What the hell? Oh, yeah. Sunshine for 75? When I was a youngin', I think the Marlboros were like $2. That was like late 80s, early 90s. Generics were like a dollar, but never less than a dollar. Apparently Brown Magic was smoking communist cigarettes.
You have reached a number.
Because there was no tax on them, he says. So the mystery's solved. Brown Magic's not 75.
Thank you for calling Come and Go. This is Troy. How can I help you?
Hey, Troy. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Come and Go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just calling to find out who you voted for this year for president.
Who I voted for?
Yes.
The other guy.
Which one?
The other one.
We need to know. This is we need it for our records.
You do?
Yes, we do. You sound...
Here, let me call you back in a bit, man.
No. You can't call me back. Because I spoofed my number. It's a fake number.
It's a fake number?
Yeah, so you can't call back, you know? You just have to answer now. This is how we do things.
Do you have a number I can reach you by?
No, I don't want you to call me back. Just answer the damn question. Jeez. That employee's like a loose cannon. He needs to be let go. We did some crazy things with Come and Go a few years ago, and I kind of feel like they could still be on alert from us. They know better. Yeah, either that or I just suck and I'm completely unbelievable. It could also be that. One of those two things was the problem on that call. God, I have to do this for another hour? Come on, you guys. Give me a different idea. Can't do Come and Goes for an hour. I never do the same prank over and over for an entire hour.
Thank you for calling Come and Go. This is Julie. How may I help you?
Hey, Julie. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Come and Go.
Hi. How are you?
Not too bad. We just did you get the memo about the non-American products in the store?
I have not had a chance today to go through emails.
Oh, okay. Well, I just needed to let you know you need to just immediately, we need to clear out all the non-American products. It's a new order by President Trump. It's like the, apparently...
Okay.
The
so is there going to be a list on one of the emails?
Well, I was just going to tell you over the phone, like what things to take off the shelf. But yeah, it's in the email too. But we're not allowed to sell them today. We could you could actually go to a federal prison if you sell anything that's non-American.
So we're going
to find the email. Okay. Well, you know, just if I could just tell you the few things, you could walk around the store and take them off the shelf.
Okay, yeah, and I'll just make sure to have confirmation through the email.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, Pringles. Pringles have got to go. Like all flavors of Pringles, both the big cans and the little cans.
Okay.
Are you going to carry them, like, you know, over to the counter right now?
No, I'm still looking for the email to get the confirmation on it.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'll just tell you over the phone. It's probably just, you know,
I can't do that until I have confirmation.
We use AOL, so it takes a little bit longer for it to arrive. It probably just hasn't got there yet. It takes like 7 hours.
Do you have a callback number?
Well, I do, but it's a private number.
Okay, and what is it?
Well, I'm not going to give it to you. I don't even know you.
I can't be sure that this is legitimate or not.
Oh, it's totally legitimate.
I'm not seeing the email.
Why would you think this is not legitimate? I mean, President Trump. It's a new order. What part of this sounds fake? Come on.
No, I'm going to have to see the documentation first.
Don't you know how to use email? Come on.
Yeah, I can't pull them until I see the email.
All right. Whatever. Just hang up the phone then. Just hang it up. Hang it up. You hang up that phone right now. Just set it down. Release
it's
the
okay,
line.
I'm going to star 6-7 and then file a report. Thank you for
Oh, no, you mean star 6-9. Star 6-7's the other way around. Crap, you guys. I'm going to get star 6-7. Fuck. Ah, good point, Mohecular. That door chime, it was made in China, obviously. Just listen to it. Maybe the next person I call, I could get them to rip the door chime off of the wall. They could be like, I don't have a screwdriver, and be just telling them, you know, just take your foot and stomp on it. Knock that shit right off the wall. You know what I miss doing? I miss doing check-ins. Remember the good old days when we did check-ins? Those were fun. Why can't we do check-ins anymore? I should try and do, like, at least one check-in today.
Thank you for calling Come and Go. This is Fallon. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Come and Go.
Hi.
Hi, I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with real quick?
No, actually, I don't.
Oh, there's no customers in there? What about outside at the gas pumps?
They're out there. And you're who again?
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office. We just do a customer survey every week on at least one of the shifts.
Okay. Is there any way you can call back on the bat phone?
Well, could you just calm down? Can you stop yelling at me?
Oh, I'm not yelling at all, sir. Can you call back on the bat phone, though?
I just don't understand why you're yelling at me, because I'm just trying to do my job, and I don't need to be yelled at. I shouldn't have to
I'm definitely not yelling at you, but you can call back on the bat phone. Yeah. I'd love to help you out.
Why are you yelling at me when you say you're not yelling at me? Is this
a
big joke to you or something?
I'll expect your phone call on the bat phone. Thank you.
Okay. Bat phone. Is that a real thing? Maybe it's a special come and go thing. Stupid audio problems. The computer's working this time, though, you guys. So that's all that matters. The computer was not looking good before. I don't know what happened.
Thank you for calling Leadville Come and Go. This is Gary. How can I help?
Hey, Gary. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Okay.
You just, like, you know, we just need to put a random customer on the phone. We'll just do a quick survey with them. They get a free drink from it.
All right. This is the first I've heard.
Oh, really? Yeah, we do this weekly, at least on one shift per week.
Huh. Well, there's no communication on that.
Oh. Oh, no, we've been doing this for years.
Sir, would you like to take a phone survey? The one customer in here is not interested.
Oh, well, he needs to leave then. Could you just put him on the phone real quick? I'll talk to him about this, and I'll let him know he doesn't have to do the survey.
How you doing?
Sir?
No. Just say no.
What?
Hello? Did the customer just yell no at me and hang up? What just happened? Oh, whoa there. Wants me to tell him to grab a broom and shoo him out. Remember that time I think it was Carlito. Me and Carlito were doing a show, and he actually got some lady to kick some people out of the store for not taking the survey.
Thank you for calling Come and Go. My name is PJ. How may I help you this afternoon?
Hey, PJ. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Come and Go.
Yeah, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
No, actually I don't.
Oh, there's no one out at the pumps, maybe?
Yeah, you could, let me run out.
Okay.
I just let my double coverage guy go on a smoke break.
Oh, I see. Yeah, does the phone reach out there?
Do you have a minute? Customer survey. Do you have a minute?
No.
Okay.
Well, he gets a free drink. Tell him he gets a free drink.
He has to use the restroom.
Ah, fuck.
So, let me go run out and see. So, do I just ask them if they want to do a over the phone survey?
Yeah, a survey, and they get a free drink out of it.
Okay.
It just takes a minute. Like, it just takes a few seconds.
Yeah. All right.
It takes, like, 2 seconds. Tell them that. That'll trick them.
Hey, sir, you want to do a survey and get a free drink? It takes 2 seconds.
I'm on my way.
Oh, okay. See, I can't even sell that.
Ah, darn it.
Here, let me wait. I got a couple of customers coming in.
Okay.
I don't feel like harassing them at the pump right now.
Oh, it's okay.
It's a funny store because it's right off I-70, so everyone's always in a hurry.
Oh, that's a good one.
So, yeah.
It's funny. I hear lots of people coming in.
Yep.
Sounds busy.
Well, you probably don't want to talk to one of my transients that always hangs out.
Oh, no, he would be perfect. Just anyone, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I will get him, see if he wants to do it.
Okay, yeah. I'll let him know.
How are you today, sir? Good. Good to see you again. I know what you need. Hey, you mind doing an on-the-phone survey? Well, you get a free drink out of it. You just talk to this gentleman on the phone.
You guys, I need questions quick in the chat room.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, hello. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, you're pretty good. I just wanted to ask a couple quick questions, and then you get a free drink for it.
Okay.
Okay. How would you rate the patriotism of that store on a scale of 1 to 10? Like, are they patriotic, or are they a bunch of Nazis?
10.
10? Oh, 10's the worst. That means they're communists.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then 1. 0.
0. Okay. Well, no, there's no 0. There's just 1.
Okay. I don't know.
1 is the best, and 10 is the worst.
One.
And then,
okay, one's best, then
letter K would be mediocre.
Huh? Okay.
Okay. Are you happy overall with the transgender bathroom situation there?
Oh, I didn't know they have one.
Yeah, they have one that's just for transgenders because they don't want to mix them up with normal people.
No, I didn't know that.
It's just their way of keeping them away.
It doesn't bother me one way or another.
Okay, let's see. Question number 3. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Are you a good boy?
I'm not sure who you're talking to.
Oh, you. I was trying to find out on a
I don't really know.
Just on a scale.
There's not There's none good but God. God's the only one that's good.
Yeah, but you're a good boy, though.
No, I'm not.
Oh, no, you are.
God's the only thing and the only one that's good, man. The rest of us, we're going to lead to the end of the world. So
it's true.
God's the only one that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I have one more question. The name Come and Go, does it make you giggle, like, just a little bit? Like, does it channel your inner junior high self?
It's just another store.
Yeah, but you know, it says Come and Go, and it's spelled K-U-M.
I know.
It's like,
doesn't have any bearing on me.
I know, but really, it's kind
of things like that.
When you think about it,
I'm on a different trip, bro.
Okay. I was just curious because, you know, I work here at the corporate office.
Every
time I walk in the building, it's just like, oh, my God, I work here. What the fuck, you know? Sir?
Friday.
Sir, hello?
Can't be free.
I lost him. Hello? Mr. Transient?
Okay.
I had more questions. Ow.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Is that the register? All right. Do you need a bag? All right. And do you want your...
Well, at least we got a homeless person a free drink, I guess.
You have 378 points. You need to register your car.
378 points? Holy shit.
And you did. See if you can get into your account.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, hey there. Yeah, he finished that survey, so it's all good. He gets
okay.
He gets a free drink and a free six pack and a free tank of gas and whatever chips he wants.
Like I said, you know, he's one of my regular transient guys.
Oh, I see.
He's harmless.
But he was telling me about the radio in his head, though, telling him things about tripping and Jesus and all kinds of craziness.
That's why I was trying to steer around him. But hey, is that all you need?
Gave me the willies, you know?
Right?
is
some of my clientele.
Is he getting a drink?
Nope.
Oh,
he went back outside.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to get the free drink.
Nope.
Oh,
I see him. It looks like he took off.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe he I think he got annoyed with me because I was giggling about the name Come and Go.
Oh.
I just, you know, like every time I come to work.
No, he did. He just got his free coffee.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Great.
All right. Anything else I could do for you?
No, that's it. But we're probably going to be calling back later to get rid of all the un-American products from the store shelves. It's a new order by President Trump. But we'll send you an email about that to let you know, which products to take off.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing. We're not going to be allowed to sell anything from other countries anymore. So basically,
you're pulling my leg.
Oh no, I wouldn't.
You can't do that quick.
You know, this was the first executive order he signed into whatever.
You gotta be kidding.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get rid of Hostess cupcakes because those are all from Iraq. And what else? I don't know. I think the Pringles they're gonna have to go. A few of the beers. They have Muslims working in the beer factories, and he doesn't want that. So just so you know, we'll send the email, though, so you know everything that's going on.
Okay.
Okay.
You have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too. Bye, honey, right, baby, bye. Sweetie pie. All right. Oh, sorry, Fun Society Arcade. I was supposed to say they'll be replaced with Russian products instead. Silly me. Holy shit, I only have 40 minutes to go, right? 42 minutes to go? Then I can quit. I think I should, let's take a song break or something. Let's play, like, two songs. I'm going to go pour a giant glass of Pepsi. And I'm going to go get some Pringles and some Hostess cupcakes and have a Pepsi. Just be a big communist here for a bit. And then I'll be right back and we'll do some more calls.
Hey, Brad. It's Baloney Maloney.
Hey.
I wanted to call you and complain a little. Because I know you love... phone calls where people are complaining.
It's the best.
I noticed the other day that you took a whole lot of the old episodes off the podcast feed.
No, I didn't.
Like I think it goes back to now May 2016, and that's unacceptable, Brad. I guess I could download that
torrent.
Losers torrent thing and
do
just
it.
Get them that way, but it was very convenient for me to listen to them through the app. I'd also like to mention that I am a Patreon subscriber.
Oh, so you think I have to do whatever you say, huh?
Basically sign your paychecks.
That's true.
That's right.
Shit.
So
I never thought of that. I'm always saying I'm the corporate office and I sign your paychecks. It turns out all the listeners sign my paycheck.
Actually, go grab a paycheck, look at that signature, and you'll see my name on it. So
I get direct deposit, stupid. There is no paycheck. It's 2017.
The episode's back up on the RSS feed, or no more paychecks, okay?
Okay.
Think about that for a little while. Anyway,
all right.
Love you, Brad. Kisses. Bye.
Bye. So I haven't done anything to the feeds, and someone else has told me that too. I don't know why. I don't think I did anything. I know that the podcast episodes, they disappear after so long from the feeds. I think it used to be like after 50 episodes they would disappear, but I moved it up to 100 episodes. And if you're saying they're disappearing in May, maybe that makes sense. If I'm doing 3 shows a week, and that was 9 months ago, I don't know. I can't do math. Anyway, it's not my fault. It's WordPress. WordPress scrolls the old shows away after so long. Because you don't want your feed filled up with a billion shows, I don't think. But you are right that, I don't know, I've always had a problem with hosting the MP3 files almost as long as I've started the Snowplow show, and it sucks. I've had, I think, 3 different web hosts now have a problem with me storing hundreds of gigs of MP3 files on their servers. So if anyone out there has a good suggestion on a place where I could store a bunch of MP3 files that would be accessible from the web so that I could put links to those MP3 files from podcast feeds on different servers. If anyone knows of a good place to do things like that, please let me know. Here, let me see how many gigs I'm up to right now. It looks like my shows currently take up approximately 28 gigabytes. And I know a lot of web servers out there, they say that you get unlimited storage, unlimited bandwidth, but they are full of shit. Because if you try and use your unlimited storage to store a bunch of MP3 files, they're going to send you threatening letters. It's happened to me 3 times now on unlimited accounts. And if I find something that works, I could put all the phone show archives up too. And you guys could listen to the phone show online, just like the good old days. Wouldn't that be nice?
Hey, Brad. Shavy here, a.k.a. Tyler from, like, years ago.
Hey,
Tyler Shavy. I said a quick
Tyler
suggestion
Shavy.
You could really use in pretty much any one of your shows is whenever you get some big dumb jerk trying to make small talk with you and asking you how you are, just tell them really awkward personal things just to kind of set the mood. You know, just be like, oh, not too good, actually. You know, I got really bad diarrhea today or,
yeah.
I don't know, my hemorrhoids are really flaring up or something.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all I got for you. Have a good one, Brad.
Be like, yeah, my parents died today, and my dog got hit by a car. Someone on PCN does that. I think it might be Carlito. When people ask Carlito how he's doing, he just goes into sob stories and stuff. I think that's Carlito, isn't it?
Hey, Brad, it's Mr. Potato Head again.
Hey, Mr. Potato Head.
I was thinking about
You're actually keeping that name. I was just kidding around. You don't have to go by Mr. Potato Head.
You're constantly leaving Kenny Loggins and Phil Collins CDs behind.
Phil Collins? Hey, I'm not XYZ, okay? I only leave my Kenny Loggins CDs in customers' cars when I'm changing their oil. I wouldn't be caught dead with a Phil Collins CD.
When you give people oil changes, why is it never a Sting CD? Why don't you ever leave a Sting CD?
Who the hell's Sting?
I would
never heard of them.
The next time you leave your CD behind when you've done an oil change, if it could be a Sting CD, please.
All right.
He saved the rainforest for you, motherfucker.
Okay, yeah, it's true. Yeah, all right. You guilt tripped me into it. I gotta leave my Sting CD behind, apparently. Thanks, Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head, back doors are not secrets.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico.
Hey,
I'm
Nico.
Just calling because I'm listening to your January 17th show.
Yay.
And you said that you should go out and find places that have snowmen in front, and, you know, get the phone number and then call them and tell them City Hall didn't give them a permit for that.
That's right.
I think we should also go lay down in other people's yards at night and make snowmen in the front, or, like, make snow angels in the
yes.
front yard. And then
that's everyone's homework assignment for today. If it's snowing where you are, I want you to go out late at night and make snow angels in other people's yards. And then it's optional if you want to call them the next day and yell at them for it.
Submit the phone numbers for that, too. And it might make the call last a little longer. Anyways, hope you're having a good day. Talk to you later, Brad. Bye.
Bye, Nico.
I haven't looked at my email too closely, but I don't think I've gotten any submissions yet of snowmen in people's yards. And if you don't know what Nico's talking about, I think it was on the last show that I said everyone should find snowmen in their neighborhood and give me the address of where those snowmen are so that I can call them from their city and tell them they don't have a permit for the snowman. We're going to charge them $8,000 a day until they take it down. And then small children will be forced to go out and destroy their creations. It'll be hilarious. I can't wait to do that.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey, Crimson.
Hey, I was thinking, why don't you have your show? You know, you saw such a big jump when you jumped onto just YouTube. Although you don't put up a lot of videos, per se. You know what I mean?
What?
So imagine if you got onto SoundCloud or Spotify.
Ah. Okay. So here's the problem with SoundCloud. I have too much copyrighted stuff in my files, and SoundCloud has really good detectors for that sort of thing. So every time I have a little bit of a song or a sound effect that is copyrighted... You guys, I actually got a copyright strike from YouTube, and I guess it's not a strike technically, it's just, you know, them alerting me that, hey, you're using copyrighted stuff in your videos, and that means you can't put ads on your video, and certain countries aren't going to be able to watch your video. But anyway, I got a notification from YouTube a few weeks ago that they detected some copyrighted material, and I went to see what it was, and it's the sound effect for rain, the dripping water and rain thing, the loop that I have, you know, the one I use when I'm in caves underneath apartment buildings and stuff, that is actually copyrighted. And YouTube noticed, and now I don't have ads on that video. But anyway, the same problem happens with SoundCloud. I've tried that already, and SoundCloud notices whenever I use bits of things that are copyrighted, and that's why I try not to do that as much as possible, but it's kind of hard not to.
Easy it is, because I know Spotify, they pay their people on how many weekly listens your show has compared to, you know, all the shows that get played or something.
Well, so does YouTube.
So it's a pretty fair way of getting paid. And, hey, it's just another platform, and you're getting money for Patreon and all that stuff. So, yeah, why don't you do Spotify or SoundCloud?
What do you mean,
and
Spotify?
Just grow the audience a little more. I think all of us want the audience to be a lot bigger, so, you know, you can do shows all the time and be our slave.
That'd
so,
be nice.
Thanks, Brad. Bye-bye.
That's the goal. I don't know what you mean by doing it on Spotify. Spotify doesn't have hosting, does it? I know they do podcasts now, and I haven't even checked to see if I'm on Spotify. I just kind of assume that I'm in there somewhere, but I guess I should check. But I don't think Spotify hosts the audio files, do they? They just play RSS feeds like TuneIn and Stitcher and any other podcast app. I'm trying my best, you guys, not to do copyright violations anymore, even though in this show alone I've played two copywritten songs, the Britney Spears thing and the Tanner Stronger thing. So far, who knows how many more I'm going to do in this show. Thanks for the suggestions, though. It's just that I've tried SoundCloud and it didn't work out too well.
Darby Jasper Flax, listen, I'm not holding anything above my mouth. This is just the way that my Bluetooth sound, my retrofitted Bluetooth in my 1996 Dodge Neon sounds. This is
okay.
What I got to work with, anyway.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Listen, I'm listening
right
to Candy Chocolate, right?
That sound
call
fine
right at the beginning, the old call. I think that girl, that foreign girl, I think she was full of shit, okay? She was full of shit.
Come on.
She claims, oh, I can't talk to you because you said the word sex. And then she's asking you if you want her to eat it. Man, she wants you to eat all of it. That's bullshit. I think, I don't know what she was
doing. She totally
doing
wanted
she was
it.
Leading you on. She was being a tease. That's bullshit.
Yep.
She was full of shit.
I know. I agree. Damn women, they're all the same, aren't they? And you know what? I was really depressed after that whole thing. You know, we had a Snickers together, and she never talked to me again. She just used me and left me forever. Never heard from her again. Not a single thing.
All right. Ruprecht the Monkey Boy here.
Hey,
calling in.
Monkey Boy.
With my pre-inauguration voicemail.
Oh, yay.
I was just listening to a clip of you calling the kid from Radio Shack, and you were saying something about you should have just let it go, you know, tagging them along a little bit, making them think they were closing. But no, Roy, that's what separates you from the other prank callers. It works for some people, but you achieved at the just below the line, the red line of being a...
Haven't you listened to me do this before, like on the Adios Radio Shack episode? I think I shut down two Radio Shacks that day. I'm a dick. Come on. I'm no better than anyone
else.
And
that's why we love you, Roy, because you never go past it.
Nope.
You get there.
Not me.
You have went past it in the past, probably more the PLA days, but...
By the way, that reminds me, I'm looking at the girls and locked in my basement that I've kidnapped, and I'm waiting for them to use the telephone so we can mess with them, and they've given up. They're not searching through boxes anymore. They're just lying in the middle of the floor, weeping in their hands. It sucks. I thought we were going to have a really original prank premise here today, messing with the heads of girls that I've just kidnapped. But no, they've given up. I don't know what to say, you guys. I'm so sorry. Hopefully on the next show, I'll have some pre-recorded fun with these girls trying to call 911 and reaching me instead.
But why we love you, Roy, because you never go past it. You get there. You have went past it in the past, probably more the PLA days.
Yep.
But
or you know, 2 years ago.
When to tell someone's wife and kid to shut the fuck up and when not to.
Yeah.
That's what makes Roy Brad, or does that make Brad Roy?
Oh, shit. Uh-huh? That's deep.
Give yourself a standing ovation.
Need to light up
Keep
a joint.
Keep up the good work. Cacti cacti. Cagnus from Hunger Games.
Yeah, that one. Cancer, cancer. Well, I'm glad you approve of all of that stuff. You know, the other day when there were some kids in the background and the guy was on speakerphone and I knew he was on speakerphone and I told him to shut his kids up, everyone yelled at me for not saying shut the fuck up. They say I'm going soft just because I wouldn't curse in front of a little kid. So you listeners are very conflicting. I never know whether I should break major laws or not.
Hello, my name's Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
I have a submission for the show.
Okay.
That you should do.
Oh, shit.
Call this convenience store here in Apache, Oklahoma.
No. This is
There's this bitch manager lady. Her name is Mary.
Are you reading?
I honestly think she's out to get me because
every
time I show up, she starts lingering around her workers, watching over them like I'm going to hand out a fake bill.
Yep.
She has no smiles whatsoever when...
All right, okay, I'm going to cut off your voicemail. I'm very sorry. I appreciate the request, but you're doing it wrong. You're supposed to use the request form. It's located at phonelosers.org/snowplowshow/request, I think. I don't know. Just go to Snowplow Show and click around a little bit, and you'll find the request form. I've kind of hidden it, which I guess I shouldn't do. So I guess this is all my fault, since I've sort of hidden the request form. But that way, you don't have to read me your request on the voicemail. You can just paste it into the request form.
Brad. It's not Brad.
Oh, hey.
Bring back the phone show.
Hey, not Brad. I'm trying to bring back the phone show. I just need some better hosting. I can bring back all the old phone show episodes, because that's totally what you're talking about.
Hey, Brad. It's B Prime.
Hey,
B
Prime.
Prime.
B Prime.
Just wanted to request that you do some hang up the phone calls.
Okay.
And let you know that you have listeners here in Canada.
Oh, shit. I didn't know
and
that.
And for you to keep the cactus.
Okay.
Have a good night.
All right. You too. I should call up B Prime right now and order him to hang up the phone. That'd be hilarious.
Hey, Carlito. It's Buster Casey. Your shows have been really great lately. I really like
Buster.
The ones where you fart into the phone. Those are great.
Yep.
Cactus, Texas, JonBenet Cancer.
All right. Thanks, Buster Casey. Fucking idiot. Dialed the wrong number.
RB, it's Nick Vivid. What's going on, man?
Hey, listen, Nick Vivid.
You were in my dream last night, and in that dream, I let you borrow a CB or walkie-talkie or something like that.
Nice.
Probably so you could go prank a McDonald's.
It's my kind of dream.
But, anyway, when you gave it back to me, it was like missing the batteries. Like there were like batteries missing from it, and it wasn't like double A's or triple A's. It was like a special, you know, have to get it from the company kind of special battery pack.
It's expensive.
Not cool, man.
That's why I took
it. Not cool. I don't think I can let you borrow my stuff anymore, man. I see how you treat things that you borrow from other people.
Lesson learned.
Not cool. Anyway, that's it. I just wanted to let you know. Sorry, and you know, I wish it were. Could work out better, but it can't. All right, I'll talk to you later.
I understand. I get this all the time, so whatever. I'm used to it.
Hey, Roy. How you doing, you little shit?
Hey, fake
Sheriff
Uncle Scott.
Scott won't scan. I'm so sorry I missed you this Christmas.
Oh, maybe it's real Uncle Scott.
I was on the way to your house, but I got in the car accident. I was drinking that night, and, I'm so sorry I missed you.
Yep.
I'm serving
okay,
a 6-month sentence for a DUI. I got off lucky.
Oh, yeah. Much better than normal.
And the law enforcement field. So I got off for 6 months.
Awesome.
After I get out of jail, I'm going to come see you.
I can't wait.
You know how much I love you, buddy.
All right.
I'm so sorry when I do see you. I'll bring you a present. I love you.
Didn't you die?
You know I love you.
I thought Uncle Scott was dead. I think that was fake Uncle Scott, you guys.
Hi, Roy. This is Scott in Florida, otherwise known as Vital Sign.
Hey, Scott.
Listen, I sent you $50 a month on Patreon. That was 3 shows ago.
Sucker.
I've gotten no shout-outs. I've gotten no thank yous. I've gotten no Facebook friend requests. No offers to sleep with your girlfriend while you watch in the corner.
I'm sorry.
Nothing. I would appreciate you give a pal a pat on the back and say thank you. I intend on supporting you at that level for
quite a while,
and I would appreciate just a little gratitude, Roy.
Take care. Whatever. Bye. If you want gratitude, I'll give you some gratitude, motherfucker. Yeah, I do need to kind of revamp how I do things on Patreon, like mention more people per show or have different segments of the show sponsored by different people or something. I've been kind of struggling to figure that out. I don't know what to do, really, because there's just so many supporters. You guys are awesome. There's too much support. That's my big complaint. There's just too much support. How do I deal with all of this? And I try to do my best, but I can do better at all of that. I'm sorry, Scott. Everyone gets mentioned eventually, but I just have too many per month. And I need to do like 100 shows a month, and then everything would be just fine. I wouldn't have this problem anymore. So if any of you would like to add to my problems of having too much support on Patreon, please do. The address is patreon.com/phonelosers. You can also support the show by going to phonelosers.org/cactus, because I would really love for this problem to get much worse, because at least that way I'd have more time to figure it out. Okay, guess what, everyone? There's still a little bit of show left. There's about 24 minutes, so that's what you're going to hear next. You're going to hear the rest of the live show. And by the way, I completely forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show. Obviously, I was having computer issues throughout this show. So any weird edits that you've heard throughout today's show or just, you know, weird things that have happened, it's because of the computer problems. I didn't really explain that. I just did weird edits while I was doing my show editing. And it was a mess, too. Like, the recording that I usually make, it was all corrupted, so I had to get my Mixler recording and I had to, you know, stitch pieces together and stuff. It was a big pain in the ass, but I think I got it all done correctly and I didn't lose any of the show, I don't think. So here's the rest of the show. Thanks for listening, everyone, and I'll see you next time. You guys, I'm having computer issues again. I have no idea what's going on. It's like I'm back to Windows 98 is what it seems like. It's just everything's being really slow and choppy. And I haven't done anything new to it. I don't know why. So if the stream starts buffering or anything, that sucks. I don't think I'm going to reboot the computer again. I might just have to stop early. Luckily, my laptop is working pretty good, though. That's the one I use to make the phone calls with. Make the phone machines go. If only I ran Linux, then I wouldn't have these problems. Oh shit, you guys, it's getting worse. I think this is going to be bad. I'm going to call some Petcos. I'm gonna try and at least talk to a few dogs and see how it goes. Talking to the transient, that just wasn't the same, you know? I tried to make it work, but it just didn't work for me. I want to have a real connection with a real dog, you know? I think a burglar came in and stole, like, maybe almost all of the RAM out of my computer. That's why it's acting like this.
Where the pets go, please make your selection from the following menu. For grooming, press 1. For directions to our store... Wait while I transfer your call.
This music that they're playing right now, this got me a copyright strike on YouTube the other day from last week's show. All right, Prank Call Nation wants me to threaten to shoot the place up. We're going to give that a try on this call. I know we'll be like, we'll say that we sent our dog in there to be groomed, but it's not really a dog. It's a robot assassin, and I'm calling to say the activation words to him, or the deactivation words. It's for their safety. That's what I'm doing.
Hi, this is Lexi at Petco Grooming. How can I help you?
Hey, Lexi. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Hi. How are you, sir?
Hi. Pretty good. Do you have any dogs in there right now?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Something's wrong with the computer. We can't seem to see which ones are in there. Like, which ones do you have right now?
Oh, you know, let me double check. I actually have a dog on my table. Do you just need names of dogs, or what do you need from me?
Yeah. Well, do you have one right there in front of you right now?
I do, yes.
Oh, what's his name?
His name is Larry.
Okay, could you put Larry on the phone just real quick? We just needed to check something out here.
Wait, what? Put the dog on the phone?
Yeah, just put the phone up to his ear and just hold it there for a second. I just need to check something.
Okay, just hold on 1 second. I will do that. Let me just put my scissors down.
Okay. Okay. Let me know when you do. Oh, she's tricking me. Put me on hold. Damn it. I thought I was going to get to talk to a dog on the first try. Maybe I can convince one of the dogs to commit arson, you guys. That'd be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Okay, here. I'll put the dog to the phone. I don't know if he's going to say anything, but...
Oh, no, I just need to talk to him real quick.
Larry, speak!
Hello, Larry? Larry? Is this Larry
speak,
on the phone?
Larry.
Who's that
He doesn't want to talk to anybody now.
I was in the middle of it. You know, I can you just put it next to him again real quick? I just need to see if I can get him to respond.
Larry, are you listening?
Who's a good dog? Who's a good dog? Larry's a good dog. You're a good dog, Larry.
He's wagging his tail and stuff. I mean, he seems like he's really excited.
Okay, Well, look,
Can I help you, sir?
I'm not even totally sure if he got the message or not. Can you just pass along a message to Larry?
Sir, is this in regard to checking in on a dog?
Oh, no, is this somebody different? I'm calling from the corporate office.
Yes.
This is Steve Dave from Petco.
Okay, do you need to speak to a manager, sir?
Oh, no, I just need you to pass along a message to Larry.
Okay, Larry... we don't have Larry working here, sir.
You know I'm talking about the dog that's right there.
Okay, are you his owner?
No, I'm calling from the corporate office with Pepco. And I just...
Okay, and which office are you with?
The corporate one. Look, okay, here's the thing. You got to listen to me. Larry, the dog there, that's not actually a dog. It's a robot. It's kind of like an android dog. And I need you to, we're going to have a problem if you don't give him the deactivation code.
Okay, sir. Can I pass you off to a manager?
I need you to say SL245 deactivate. Just that.
Okay, sir. I'm going to pass you off to a manager, okay?
Well, that's not doing me
so
any good because the manager's not in the room.
If you're from the corporate office, Larry. Then you can speak to a manager, and then we won't have any issues, and he can pass along the deactivation code to Larry.
Hey, okay? you don't need to talk to me like I'm a fucking idiot, okay? I'm with the corporate office. I sign your paycheck, motherfucker. Hello? I just hear silence. Did you mute... Am I on silent hold? Yeah, Brown Magic says I should have said to stop yelling at me. I don't know why I didn't do that. Bitch! Sorry, Prank Call Nation, it didn't work. I don't know why. Okay, I'm gonna hang up, I guess. Probably just didn't use the phone properly. Didn't know how to put me on hold and transfer me to the manager.
Calling Petco. Where the pets go? Please make your selection from the following...
I did get to talk to a dog, though. I don't feel like I really connected with the dog, though, so I think maybe I should just try one more time. Whoa there wants me to ask the dog to take a survey. He gets a free treat if he does. All right, we're going to try that. It's a great idea. Oh, McScat has a good idea. We no longer can have un-American dogs there, you know, because Trump. I'm going to do both of those. Yeah, Carlito, how come you never do shows with me anymore? I'm gonna go all Stacy on Carlito. Give the dog a message he has to fight this weekend? Okay. Or I could just have him pass along a message that the fight has been canceled. I'll just be like, yeah, you know, we're doing some illegal dog fights and got canceled. Got busted. Wow, that was a long hold time.
Thank you for holding. This is Amber. How can I help you?
Hey, Amber. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Hi. Yeah.
Hey there. I'm just calling to do the weekly dog survey. Do you have any dogs in there that are getting groomed right now?
In the grooming salon?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Are you trying to speak with a specific person?
Oh, no. I just need to speak with one of the dogs. If they just do like a 1-minute survey, they'll get a free dog treat. So if you could just see if any of them are interested and just put them on the phone real quick. No explanations. You just put me on hold. I guess she's transferring me to the grooming thing, maybe. Uh-oh, you guys. This computer situation is worsening. The chat room's disappeared for me again. Crap, crap.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tierra. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Tierra. I just need... This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Okay.
And I'm just calling... Hi, I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a dog there I could just talk to? And
yeah, of course.
Just like a 1 minute survey and he'll get a free dog treat?
Okay, yeah, give me one moment. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to go get a dog right now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? All right, I guess I'm back on the air. Give me 1 second, you guys. I'm just going to start up I'm going to save the recording and start a new recording. This is crazy. I don't know what's going on. I've never had so many problems with this. This computer has worked great up until now. I am going to set up YouTube again, you guys. I'm going to work on things this weekend. I'm going to get Asterix going again. I'm going to get some more broadcasting options set up. And the Shoutcast. I don't know why I'm even saving the show today. What an awful show. I don't remember which Petco I was talking to. I don't know. I'm going to call this one and hope it's not the people I was just talking to.
Where the pets go.
Thank you for choosing Petco Grooming. This is Melissa. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Gary from the corporate office with Petco.
Uh-huh.
And is this the grooming... do you have any dogs in the grooming department today? I just needed to find out which ones were there.
Yeah, we do.
Did
I just tell you all of them? Or?
Oh, well, do you know the names? The dogs?
I just have to get to the computer.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mob 7, I'll pray with the dog. Or I could try and get the employee to pray with the dog.
Thank you for choosing your Petco Home of Your Dog Training Solutions. My name is Brian. I'm the store leader here. What can I help you out with?
Hey, Brian. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Yeah.
I just needed to... we're doing the weekly dog survey. Do you have a dog there I could just speak to real quick?
A dog you could speak to?
Yeah, just let them know. If it's just like a 1 minute survey and they'll get a free dog treat.
Okay. What can I actually help you out with? Do you have any actual questions or anything I can help you with?
Oh, not for you, just for the dog. Just any okay, any breed is fine, any dog. It's fine. Just
okay.
Put one of them on for
Sorry,
me.
Sorry, we don't have time for this. We have a lot of customers that do need help. So if there's anything we can help you with, give us a call back and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Hey, can you tell that girl in the background to shut the fuck up? Sounds irritating. He didn't even hear that. He hung up. Damn that store team leader, whatever he said he was.
In Petco, where the pets go. Please make your selection from the following menu. For grooming...
I still want to tell a dog that the fight got canceled, though. That's what I was going for in that last call, but then she put her manager on. Gotta do that. Within the next 15 minutes, we gotta tell him that the fight's off. He's going to be like, fight. King of Fupa wants me to ask to talk to the most attractive dog. Okay. Oh, the sexiest dog. No, I'm going to do that one instead.
Thanks for holding. It's McKinsey and Grooming. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Gary from the corporate office with Petco.
Okay.
Do you have a dog there? Are you in the grooming room?
Yes, this is the grooming salon.
Okay. Well, I mean, are you in the room with the dog right now? Do you have a dog there in front of you?
No, I'm sitting at the computer.
Oh, I see. Could I be passed along to someone in there that's with one of the dogs?
Sure, yeah. Let me see. I don't know if I can transfer it to our cordless. Do you want to talk to someone who's, like, actually with a dog? Or?
Yes, please.
Okay. 1 second.
Okay. What the fuck was wrong with that dog in the background? Sound like they're abusing him. I think I just uncovered some sort of abuse happening. This is going to be the most compassionate snowplow show ever. First we gave a homeless man a free coffee. Now we're gonna catch a Petco in the act of abusing dogs. Holy shit, they put you on hold a lot here.
Thank you for calling Sleuthin Grooming. How can we help you?
Oh, hey there. Which dog are you in there with?
What do you mean, which dog I'm with? I'm sorry.
Oh, what's the name of the dog that you're grooming right now?
You're not, okay.
I don't have a dog with me. I'm like near the computer area.
Oh, yeah, I just need to talk to someone that's, with a dog right now. I'm with the corporate office. This is Steve Dave.
Gotcha. Okay, let me see if I can get a cordless phone. We don't have one, and then I can hand you to one of the girls that's grooming. Just 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to spend the rest of my show on hold with this place. I hate this song. Need to social engineer the corporate office into changing the song on all systems across the country. Change all their hold music to rappy or something. I've been on the phone with the store for 5 minutes now. 5 and a half. All right, so let's have a vote. Hang up or go on to the next one, or just tough it out. No, Mob 7, you hang it up. I'm not hanging up shit. I could just stay on the phone with them while I call a second one. Or I could just hang up like I just did.
Calling Petco with a Petco. Please make your selection from the following menu.
Damn it, I really want to pray with a dog. And I want to tell a dog that the fight's off. I don't think I'm going to be able to accomplish that in 9 minutes. So I may just have to do a show in competition with XYZ today.
Thank you for calling Petco Grooming. This is Amy. Can I help you?
Hey, Amy. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Yes.
Hi. And are you in the grooming room now, like with one of the dogs?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I just need to talk to someone that's with one of the dogs right now.
All right. Just a moment.
Thank you.
Thanks for holding. This is Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Petco.
Yes.
And are you in one of the rooms with one of the dogs right now?
Yes.
Okay, great. Which one?
I've got the white one at the very end.
Oh, what's the name?
Mishka's the dog.
Oh, Mishka. Okay, that's the one. I wasn't sure.
White Bichon?
Yeah, that's the one. Could you put the phone up to his ear real quick? I just need to give him a message.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Here it is. Go for it.
Mishka, the fight's off. Okay, the fight's off. There's no fight tonight. So, I know you're getting yourself all psyched up for a big fight, but it's off. Also, who's a good dog? You're a good dog, Mishka. Yes, you are. You're a good dog, Mishka. All right, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
Who was that message from?
Oh, the owner. They were having problems getting through. I guess something's wrong with your phone, so I called in on the corporate line.
Okay.
But just in case Mishka didn't hear me, can you tell her... or him or whatever.
It's a boy. I kind of overheard you, and I will let him know.
that the fight's off tonight, right?
Yes, I will let him know that.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, hon. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was the best. I don't know why. It's not like there was a payoff. She didn't get pissed off or anything. But I sure enjoyed it. Hold on, I gotta open up some more Petcos here. Now we just need to do some closing prayers, and the show will be finished. I should call and tell a dog to throw the fight. Or get him to pass along a message for that or something. Why isn't this connecting? Let me try again. Steve Dave Jenkins wants me to ask to speak to a hamster. I should have him put the cordless phone into the hamster cage. I can just speak to them all through that. I have a phone standing in the middle of the cage. I could be like, I'm your god now.
Calling Petco with a Petco.
please make your selection from the following menu.
I really should have yelled at that lady for eavesdropping on the phone call.
Wait while I transfer your call.
That wasn't cool. She shouldn't have done that. I should have just ripped into her. What do you think you're doing, lady?
Thank you for calling Petco Grooming. This is Tavia. How can I help you?
Hey, Tavia. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. Are you in one of the rooms with one of the dogs?
No.
Oh, okay. I actually just needed to be transferred to one of the rooms that has a dog in it.
That has a dog in it?
Yeah. You know, is there any rooms right now that has someone in there with the dog?
Miranda's in there working on a dog.
Oh, okay. That's perfect. That's what I needed.
Okay. Do you need to speak with her?
Yes, please.
Okay. And I'm sorry, can I get your name one more time?
Oh, my name is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Okay. Okay, here's Miranda. Steve Dave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, Miranda?
Yeah, this is her.
Oh, hey there. Which dog are you with right now?
Which dog?
Yes.
I have Moose.
Moose. Okay, perfect. I just need you. We're gonna say a prayer for the dog. I was hoping you could go ahead and just do it for me because it's kind of hard to say prayers
over the phone. For? I'm sorry.
Oh, you know, just to wish it a good grooming and a happy life. So I'll go ahead and let you know when I bow my head, and then you can start on the prayer for Moose. Did you hang up, Miranda? Shit. I can't think of any reason why we would need to pray for the dog. Why are we praying for the dog? I'm as confused as Miranda. I have 1 minute. Let's just try one last thing here.
Thank you for holding. This is Michelle Grooming. Can I help you?
Hey, Michelle. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Yes.
And I was just calling to find out, do you have any dogs in there today for grooming? Like any that are currently there?
Yes, we have a few of them here.
Okay. And do you know which breeds? We got to make sure they're American breeds. President Trump signed this new thing into order, and we're not allowed to work on dogs anymore that are not American dogs.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so like German Shepherds, those are out of here. Like, you don't have any German Shepherds, right?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Are we not allowed to do German Shepherds anymore?
Oh, yeah, from now on, if they say they're if it's a German Shepherd, if there's any impurities in them at all, you know, they have to be pure dogs. President Trump says we're not allowed to groom any dogs that are not American because they could be Muslims, you know?
Oh, or terrorists. We have a Yorkie?
A Yorkie?
That one's American?
Yeah, I think those are from New York or something, right?
Yes, so we have two Yorkies. We have a Boxer.
Yeah, Boxers are good. Yep, Brooklyn.
Yes, Boxers are good. We have a, what is that one? What's Milo? A Boston Terrier? Mm-hmm.
Boston, is that in America?
Yeah, I think the Boston is American, right? We're only allowed to have American dogs in here.
Well, Boston corporate. Is America.
This is corporate. Only American. Yeah. No mix of.
None of those Chihuahuas.
No Chihuahuas?
Yeah, those are Mexicans.
Oh, no. Is this corporate?
Yeah, I'm with corporate. No, he's like actually signing an order this week. He's gonna have them all sent back to Mexico, all the Chihuahuas.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me! Would you like to talk to my manager?
It's a mess. But okay, it's okay. I just wanted to make sure there were no Chihuahuas.
No, there's no mix. Nope.
German Shepherds or
mm-mm.
None of that. You know,
nope.
Can't have that. Okay. And if anyone calls and and, you know, needs to get their dogs
what
groomed.
What's your name?
My name is Steve Dave. Yeah, just let them know. Let them know their dog has to be American. And
okay, so how do you spell your last name?
It's just a first. It's just a first name, Steve Dave.
Okay, so what's your phone number so I can get a hold of you if I need to?
Just look on caller ID, just call 1-800-CORPORATE.
Okay, I will. Yep, thanks.
Extension 2, but yeah, keep those foreigners out of there, okay?
I will. I will. Thank
all
you.
Right. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, honey. that was amusing. I think my computer is doing okay now. I think maybe it had something to do with the pop-out chat on Mixler, because I've never used that before, so I'm going to blame the pop-out chat. I think the pop-out chat is filled with malware. That must be it. That's all I can think of. It's doing fine now. Okay, you guys, I'm going to get going. It's time for the XYZ show. I think it started 4 minutes ago. So, everyone, it's not on this station. You need to head over to Mixler.com/XYZQWA. If you have the Mixler app on your phone, just type in XYZQWA. Nice, easy to remember random string of letters. Good going on that one, XYZ. Okay, bye, everyone. Thanks for listening, and thanks for dealing with my issues and everything with me for the past hour and a half. Jesus Christ. Incident loud.
Infinite power.